Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by OPEIU and the West Virginia AFL-CIO, and we appreciate their support. And joining us today, we have Julie Murray. She's an RN and Chief Steward for OPEIU. Julie, welcome to the Union Edge.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Oh, our pleasure. We appreciate it. OPEIU nurses are taking Capitol Hill, demanding safe nursing staffing ratios. This is all about our health and our families and our communities. I got to tell you, my mother was a nurse. She worked for a non-union hospital. She was constantly beat up by staffing ratios and other things. Never knew when she was going to have to pull a double or a triple. And I am so glad that you guys are out there taking care of nurses and other medical folks in our hospitals. And because of that, you know, I have tattooed on my chest, take me to Allegheny General Hospital because it's a union hospital. And I know I have a better survival rate if I have a heart attack.
Well, most people don't realize that there is no limit to how many patients a nurse can be assigned.
Right.
And we know how many we should be assigned to be able to safely care for them. So luckily for me, working in a union hospital, we've negotiated nurse-patient ratios in our contract.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of the world out there, there is no limit.
Julie, I mean, let's talk about practicalities. I really don't have take me to Allegheny General Hospital tattooed on my chest. but here's the deal. It's a union hospital. The staffing ratios are where they should be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that there's a better survival rate in a union hospital because you as a nurse is my primary caregiver at this point in time, has more time to spend and pay attention to me. And you know it's all about me, right?
It is.
Yeah. So, God bless you guys. You know. So, explain this to the public because this is important.
I'd be happy to because there's been a lot of studies that show exactly what happens to a patient, when they don't have enough nurses to take care of them. So, if you're over what your limit is, say your limit is 4, which is a safe ratio for someone that, let's say they just had surgery, and to be able to watch 4 patients safely for any complications that can happen, and there's many, after a surgery. So when you keep adding on patients, now you've got 5, 6, 7, some are even asked to take care of 10. You can't get back and spend time with the patient. You can't even get them to the bathroom.
Right.
So they're trying to get out of bed. People fall. But those subtle things, the changes that happen to people that the nurse can see when she lays her eyes on you, would not be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you heard recently that Jimmy Kimmel had a baby. And in the recovery period from after they had the baby and within a few hours, the nurse recognized that there was something wrong with his baby. And it was a heart defect that needed to have immediate surgery. And if it hadn't have been for that nurse being able to look at that baby and understand the color wasn't right and things were not right and be able to get that baby, she saved that baby's life. And that's what it's about. Now, in the intensive care unit, you should have one nurse to one patient or possibly one nurse to 2 patients because they're so critically ill. And I'm hearing from nurses all over the country that they're being made to take up to 5 patients. You're literally deciding who lives and who dies at that point.
That's incredible.
So this is what I'm trying to get across. People need to know about this.
Right. And as a result, OPEIU nurses are in D.C. Talk to us about that and what your efforts are in D.C.
So we decided that we would harness our power as we know we have it as union members. And together we met in D.C. and had education to how to speak to our representatives. We did some mock training sessions. We had it all set, and we had meetings set with all of our representatives to talk to them about this problem. And I think we were very effective, and we plan on following up to make sure that our legislators are going to look at them. Now, we know that this political climate is a little bit not conducive to getting much done. We've had some staffing bills out there that have died in committees. and all the co-sponsors have been Democrats, but it's my experience that Republicans get sick too. So they ought to care about this, because this isn't just a Democratic issue. It should be bipartisan. This is patient safety.
Right. And when you're having that conversation, I mean, do people get it? Do they understand it? Do their eye, you know, is that light bulb turn on?
We met with a lot of staffers, because that was a day that the representatives were gone. But we're following up in our own, each in our own states, with those representatives to follow up. They were actually pretty shocked to hear what we had to say. I had each nurse in my group, because there were five in my group, each tell a personal story about what happened to them that could really bring it home. And I could tell the staffer was relating to it and had an experience of his own. So I think that this personal meeting with these representatives really makes a difference. But I would urge everybody else to write a letter, write more than one letter, mm-hmm. and tell them that they're concerned about their safety. There's been two new bills that have just been introduced. They were just introduced on Thursday, and we need to support them.
And what are those bills?
I knew you would ask me that, and I'm just going to bring it up for you here right now.
Okay, take your time. Take your time.
And it was introduced on Thursday by Representative Schakowsky from Illinois.
Okay.
And
because this is the kind of thing.
Okay, I got the bill numbers are H.R. 2392 and Senate Bill 1063.
Okay. And you know, Julie, these are the kinds of things that labor unions do. This is not nurses saying, oh, I need more money. I need a Corvette. I need a 6-month vacation in the south of France. This is labor unions saying, you know what? Going to the hospital, this whole hospital healthcare thing, is not about profits. It's about making people better.
That's one of our slogans is patients before profits.
Well, there you go. And this is, if you're union, if you're not union, if you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, you're an independent, you know, when you're laying there in the hospital bed, the Grim Reaper doesn't come up and say, are you a Republican? Oh, okay, we can, you know, have a different staffing ratio for you.
Right. And this is such a serious issue. And as like I said, our union contract, we were able to negotiate them. We stood on a picket line to get these. That's how much it meant to us. We were not picketing for money. We were picketing for our patients' safe care.
And what did the community say when you did that?
The community was very supportive, and we did get them in our contract. However, they still violate the contract. What we need this bill for is because it has some teeth in it. So they violate my contract, they pay a fine. But if they violate a law, they're going to leave Medicare money on the table for their reimbursements. Now, that will get their attention. They don't like to not be reimbursed for taking care of patients.
Right. It's
and this would also make it transparent so people could see who staffs properly at their hospitals. And there's some whistleblower protection in there for nurses that will, you want to call them out on it, so they can't just be fired for that either.
Right. Exactly. And you know, I'm going to say this. I'm sure that you say this to your people. If you're going to blow the whistle, do it through the union. Take those extra protections. But so what I like about this is it's verifiable. You know, if you've got 16 patients on a ward, that you've got to have at least four nurses there. And, you know, that's, you know, if you don't have four nurses, you know, then you got a problem.
Well, here's another thing. California is the only state that has staffing ratios right now. And the staffing ratios that we've asked for in this bill are the same ones that California has. So the people who are lobbying against this, which would be the American Hospital Association, will say that it would be too cost restrictive for them. But I can tell you that in California, not one single hospital has closed because of these ratios. As a matter of fact, they've opened a couple of new ones. So the savings comes when you're not readmitting patients because they went home too soon or they went home without the proper care, and they come back because they have an infection or they have pneumonia or they had a, you know, through a clot, something like that. Because their nurse wasn't able to check them thoroughly before they left.
Right.
So this will save them money because Once a patient is readmitted, they don't get paid again for that. The government won't pay them. You own that now.
Even more important than that, you're saving lives.
Yes, we are saving lives. That's what we do. That's what we want to do.
There you go.
I tell you, my nurses go home so many days and will just cry because they go home because they don't feel like they gave anybody great care. And that's what they became a nurse to do. This is often not just a job for us because we are invested so much in our patients and what we do.
Absolutely.
And we carry it with us. And when we can't do a good job and take care of our patients, it makes us feel pretty bad.
Absolutely. Julie, listen, we've got to get going. We appreciate you being with us today. How do we find out more about OPEIU's nurses?
We have a website called opeiunurses.org, and you can find out all about, if you're a nurse out there and interested in becoming a member of OPEIU, we can help you with that.
There you go. Absolutely. Julie, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. If there's anything at all we can do, you know, hey, that saves me having to get the tattoo, right?
All right. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Julie Murray, nurse and chief steward with OPEIU. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Talk Radio.